Perhaps in 1861 that was the case, when the relatively few Union prisoners captured posed little strain on the Confederacy, and local commanders sometimes paroled or exchanged POWs with the other side. But conditions grew far worse when more federal captives from the big battles of 1862 poured into the South, and inmate exchanges were halted by 1863. The more than 200,000 Union captives incarcerated in more than 100 Southern prisons and jails during the war lived in overcrowded, grime-covered, and disease-ridden facilities full of bugs and rats, with conditions for enlisted soldiers worse than for officers, and black Union soldiers treated far more harshly than the white ones. More than 30,000 Federals died in Southern prisons, compared to the nearly 26,000 rebels who perished in Northern facilities. Because of its proximity to enemy lines and the extensive rail and road network leading to it, Richmond became a receiving depot for Federal prisoners, who usually arrived robbed of everything in their pockets by rebel searches along the way. Soon overwhelmed, the Confederate government converted nearly a quarter of the city's tobacco warehouses into makeshift prisons. Some 3,000 political prisoners, Confederate deserters, black convicts, Union officers, and captured spies were packed into a complex of two tobacco factories and a warehouse on Carey Street, which went by the name Castle Thunder. It was a hellhole, whose sadistic commandant and brutal guards devised medieval tortures for prisoners, such as hanging them by their thumbs and branding them with hot irons. 10,000 captured Union enlisted men would be confined on Belle Isle, an 80-acre tract on the James River, where the lower 15 acres of flat, sandy land had been partitioned off for a makeshift tent prison with concentration camp-like conditions. During the winter, freezing prisoners without tents had to burrow into holes to keep warm at night. More than 4,000 Union officers were eventually crowded into a three-story ship chandlery and grocery warehouse Winder commandeered on March 26th, which had been owned by L. Libby and Son at the corner of Carey and 21st Streets. It soon went by the name of Libby Prison,